This is a homebrew podcast.
Welcome to Power Word Fail, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast. My name is Carlos, and I am the Dungeon Master for these lovely group of heroes. But enough about me, let's get to the real stars of the podcast, starting with Austin.
Ferrick, the flirtable!
Ian.
Ambrose Boussant, and we're in deep trouble.
Nathan.
Miraz the Machete, playing Five Finger Filet since I was a little lad.
Andy.
Pickles, the pleasantly surprised that Miraz didn't get stabbed by my brother.
And Katie.
Idolia Rowan, who cannot outrun Zeus after all.
And once again, my name is Carlos, and this is our first campaign, Call of Chosen of the Crystal Crown. Episode 25 is happening now. But without further ado, let's get on in. Last time, the party listened to a street preacher extol the virtues of following the way of the master before settling in for some drinks at the Black Rose Tavern. After Christopher made a quick exit to visit some friends, you were all brought to a back room where you met Pickles' family, known as the Oasis. Her brother introduced himself as the Dagger and revealed he had some information he would only reveal if someone could best him in a game of skill and stabbing. Miraz was able to win the single round and got the intel that Zeus has left Northwatch and is expected in Morningside in less than 2 days. Ambrose then hurried the failures to the Jewel District to report this threat to the Ivory Guard. So you have all entered the headquarters, and you were greeted by Ambrose's father, Commander Boussant, who announced you have a lot of explaining to do. So, you are in the main headquarters. Time seems to stop for you, Ambrose and crew, as Ambrose's father words ring loud in your ears, almost echoing in the hall, like in this great chamber. It fills the room, and he looks at all of you again towards you, Ambrose, and he says, "Well, you have a lot of explaining to do. What have you been up to?"
"Commander Boussant."
"What?"
"For the last couple of months, I've been traveling with this group. Along the way, we went to Northwatch. We snuck in and discovered that they were creating monsters of old. Dark, hideous creatures. The leader of Northwatch, Commander Zeus, after investigating, is creating these monsters."
"That's a serious claim. Commander Zeus is very powerful."
"It's backed."
"By whom?"
And I look at Idalia.
"Commander, I have seen these atrocities with my own eyes. I witnessed more, in fact. Zeus has been killing the Crystalborn in Northwatch for years. There are none left. He's using them somehow to create these beings. One of them killed a friend of theirs. He is a grave threat."
"Let's not speak of this here. Too many ears watching. Too many eyes listening. Come."
And he'll twirl his cloak, flapping. He walks up the staircase. He leads you down to the left and then turning right. A beautiful, ornate door at the end of this hallway. He opens the door and allows you to walk inside with him. And you see a study of great objects of holy symbols, beautiful tapestries, a portrait of himself with his family. You see a young Ambrose, a young woman, and then a woman as well, who you can guess to be Ambrose's mother. You see that smells of different spices, if incense, obviously something to relax someone to. He allows you to come into the main foyer, which is essentially just a desk, a chair, a beautiful ornate chair, beautiful carved desk, and several couch cushions for sitting and displaying and some relative wealth and power. But do not be deceived, this is a place of planning and strategy. As you walk in, closes the door, strolls to his desk, he sits down, puts his hand on his temples and starts to rub, either with annoyance or fear.
"Zeus is coming in 2 days."
"Less than 2 days."
you do realize that what you're saying is true. And let's say I believe you.
You should.
That could mean the end of a lot of things. Peace, order, stability. Ambrose, you understand if you make these claims, if word gets round, Anthony's coming in 2 days, Ambrose. Less than 2. You're gonna walk up to him in the street, accuse him of evil?
Guys, can you give me the room for a second? 30 seconds. That's it.
Certainly do not want me to stay.
Just 30 seconds.
I'm gonna go look at things.
All right, Ambrose.
Ferrick steps out.
I'll follow.
Pickles goes to poker, knows where it doesn't belong.
When everyone leaves, I look at my dad. Dad, they come. And I pull out Evangeline's ashes and I put it on the desk. He killed Evangeline.
What is this, son?
Evangeline was vaporized right in front of me.
Wait. Are you telling me Evangeline Abernathy is sitting on my desk right now?
Yes.
This news has stunned him. He seems taken aback. Do you know what will happen when her father finds out?
I don't even know. I came to you because I honestly don't know what to do. I want to kill Zeos.
Why?
But Marzette's in a lot of trouble. And I've seen things that can literally vaporize people in a second. I don't know. This is a lot of people are going to die and people are in a lot of danger. He's got something vile coming here.
He'll sigh and look at you, Ambrose, straight into your eyes. I'm sorry, son. Sorry you've been through this.
I wipe him. I brought you a body. I brought you a witness. What more do you need? And I walk back to the door and I let everyone else back in. And I try to clean myself up before everyone else.
Before you do that, he lifts up a flyer. What appears to be a wanted poster. And your face is on it. While that's happening, the rest of you, what do you do?
I start to wander.
Pickles, I think we should probably just wait here. He said it wouldn't be very long.
But, the door is right there. I'm like, I want to see. This place is so big.
It is.
Just a peek. Just a peek.
Do not wander, Pickles.
Just a peek. Just don't go in, okay?
So you're going to look around and find the most interesting looking door in the place?
Yeah, I'm not going to go far away. I'm within, earshot of everybody. But I'm going to just, find a nearby door that's unlocked and just open it.
Okay. Does the rest of you follow or you just wait outside the door for Ambrose?
Adalia is pacing outside the door.
I would just wait near the door. Adalia, are you all right?
No. Are you all right?
Well, no. I mean, given the circumstances, absolutely not. Just, we're here. We're going to get this figured out.
I feel these people don't understand the threat they're facing.
I fear none of us do except for you. You're the only one who's endured this for any respectable amount of time. We're doing everything we can, though.
I hope they help us.
As do I.
I imagine as trophy hunter, monster hunters, there's probably lots of trophies laying about and mounted onto the walls, and anybody that would look over would see Ferrick just staring upwards. And if you look just above Ferrick, there is a giant stuffed owlbear. And Ferrick reaches up with a scarred paw and just touches it. I'm so sorry, friend.
Pickles. You find the closest door that seems relatively interesting, at least compared to all the others. You look and it seems to have a latch on it. But strangely enough, the latch is not... it's not keeping someone from coming in. It seems to be keeping something from coming out. Do you investigate?
Yeah. No.
Pickles has never left anything alone in her life.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I had to ask.
That's backwards. That's not supposed to be that way.
Well... it is a little tall, sitting at probably 4-6 foot there.
Is there a chair anywhere in the hallway?
One pretty close you could use.
Oh, she's going to drag it and it's going to be super loud.
The screeching alerts all of you as to what Pickles is doing. But Pickles, you get on the chair and open the latch.
She's just going to keep going unless anybody stops her.
Adalia is too distracted to pay attention to this.
It's gotta be something good if there's a latch.
Yeah, Miraz is not going to interfere. He's
wanting to console Ferric, but also afraid to open his mouth.
You open the latch, creak the door open, and you see a room bare, except for a lone chair that is angled backward. And around that chair, the smell of iron hits your face. You see instruments next to it.
God.
Instruments that seem to have dried blood all over them. There is no one in the chair. This room is certainly used for nefarious purposes. Interrogation, most likely. And it is much dirtier, unkept as the rest of the place.
Pickles is just gonna slowly close the door. Redo the latch. The chair back. It just, like, go stand next to Perez, like, with a really blank look on her face.
Was it interesting, Pickles?
We should leave.
I imagine it's probably around that time the door, like, shuffles to open up for us.
Absolutely. As Pickles comes back, says that, the door opens, and Ambrose, you greet your friends again.
You guys can come in. Well, I, like, smile with my mouth closed.
Perez, I don't want to go in there.
You all shuffle back into the room. Commander Boussant sits there with the flyer still in his hands. 10,000 gold is a lot of money.
Yes, it sounds like that's being offered for any of us.
Each, yeah.
Could you order your guards to take him down?
Why?
Dad.
Why?
Did you just say why?
I did, son. I'm looking at this, and from what I can tell, it says murder, prison escape, destruction of property, and sedition, treason. You bring pretty strong claims, I do admit that. But it also seems to me that someone doing wrong would like to cover up the traps for nicely. And yes, you are my son, but you and I both know there is no holy magic in you. Is that true?
We've had this conversation. Nothing's changed.
And unlike your sister, you cannot cast holy magic.
Is it holy magic that would make you believe?
No. It's the idea that my son has escaped, been on his journey, and fell corrupt is a possibility.
Would you like to see some corruption? Real corruption?
Go ahead.
Adalia is going to cast Major Image and is going to make the image the... I don't know, depending on how you want to flavor this, Carlos, but I will burn through spell slots if I have to. I want to show him the monster-growing laboratories beneath Northwatch, and I want to show him the dried-out husks of people that Zeus has drained, and I want to show him, you know, the people starving in the streets and the brutality, and I'll show him my parents hanging from the walls of the city and all the bodies and bones down beneath them from all the other people who've been hanged. Is this what you would defend, Commander? I have 10 minutes. I'll keep this shit up. Atrocity after atrocity after atrocity. I am sure I have 10 minutes of horrible things to show him.
I defend peace. I defend order.
Does this look like peace to you?
Your name is Adalia.
Yes.
Port say that part of the Northwatch resistance.
Yes. Can you blame me? People being stoned to death in the streets and everything else are still, like, flashing through this. The smell of all these rotting bodies. All these crystalborn that I've seen murdered. Like, Major Image is very visceral, so all of the children I've watched starve in their beds.
These are grotesque. I will admit that. But it is peace and order. While wrong, the lives lost do not outweigh the lives saved.
God damn it, Dad! There are people dying! There's a fucking genocide literally 30 miles away from us! And you want to keep peace?
Don't raise your voice.
Commander Boussant, you purport to, I assume, be an educated man, someone who has read history. You know what happens when you turn a blind eye on dictators, yes?
Enlighten me.
They come for you.
For everyone.
They do not stop until they are stopped.
What about you? He looks at Pickles. What do you have to say about this?
I say I want to leave, please.
Why is that?
You make me very uncomfortable. Sorry. There's like a flashing image of horror.
All right, I need everyone to make me a collective persuasion check, please.
So everyone gets to roll group persuasion check.
Can I persuade to let him leave the room?
I'm giving myself guidance.
That's a 17.
Can I get advantage on this because of major image?
Well, it's a group persuasion. He's not phased, but sure, okay. I'll give it to you.
All right.
Let's go! 17.
8 for Miraz.
10 from Ferric. Bad roll from Ferric.
Damn. Silvery bars?
I got plus 8 and I got a 10. Oof.
It's a 20.
Put your images away. I don't even see them anymore.
Not until I have an answer.
My answer is the same. So put them away, please.
I don't know. Perhaps staring at them will make you less of a coward. It is easy to be brave in your shiny hall, Commander. What will happen when Zeus comes for you? He will, you know. He comes for everyone in the end.
You are chasing boogeymen.
No. I am telling you that the boogeyman is 2 days from your doorstep, and he will do to all of you what he has done to everyone I have ever known.
I fear no man.
We can tell.
He is not a man.
You think I have not fought masters before? You think I don't have experience with the very things you show me?
Well then, fight them again. Do something about it if you're a monster hunter. Do your job.
You do not understand what is happening right now. Only that it reminds you the situation is dire. Dire!
The situation
is... Silence!
Yes, you're the one who doesn't seem to understand.
No.
All of you!
I will not... No.
Listen to me. I have listened to you ramble.
There's a monster coming to your doorstep.
Say one more fucking word, and I will have you in jail.
We've escaped from jail before.
He stands up. Guards!
I drop a fog cloud in the room. Go! And I...
I'll take my crystalline form that lets me cast Pass Without a Trace without using a spell slot.
Got it.
Pass Without a Trace.
Okay. I drop it, literally trying to, like, push everyone through the door because I would pay attention from, like, the exit. And before I'm able to get out, you're even more pathetic than you were.
Oh, straight facts.
He just says, I no longer have a son.
You were not worthy of him.
Aren't you, like, out of the room, by the way?
Yeah. We're gone.
Oh. Like, yeah, I thought you were still in the room.
No. Like, I thought you were out of the room.
Last thing. Ushered us out. Yeah.
Are we, like, does it look like we're going to have to fight our way out?
Well, that's what we're going to do here real quick.
Oh, God.
So we're going to have ourselves a little chase scene.
I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm not.
I'm not running.
You're not running.
We should retreat, Pickles.
I mean, I might run.
Ferric picks up Pickles.
Yeah, we need to run. Pickles, we're in the barracks.
I want to pull the owl bear off the wall and hit him with it.
No, we've got to get out of here.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to have a chase scene and a little bit of a fun thing here as we add a little narrative flair to some skill checks here. So as you exit the office, you immediately hear, "Coming, sir!" And as there is a line of guards, 2 or 3, coming towards the door on exactly straight ahead of you, the left of you is the staircase. Where do you go? What do you do?
Ambrose, which way?
I would try to take the quickest route to get away from everyone. So, okay. If I've been there before.
As you stop and turn left, you immediately go down the staircase and the guards point over the shoulder. Seize them! They're getting away! The traitors!
Darkness behind us.
Okay, nice. As you cast darkness, they do not see you. They have disadvantage on their rolls as their 3 guards are clouded by darkness. Everyone make... go ahead and let's make stealth checks real quick here.
Plus 10.
Plus 10.
31.
28.
30.
20.
26.
Okay. Wonderful. As you all sneak out, you hear from the opposite side of where you blinded the guards. Get them! Get the intruders! Get the escapees!
Silence.
Okay.
And just keep escorting out.
The sound is mute as you run out the front of the Holy Orders Church. You do see that the front guards turn around and say, "Hey, what? Stop right there!"
as they too launch.
Pickles is gonna throw another fog cloud down, which she could do.
Ooh, nice.
As you just dust the shit out of this place real quick.
Nope.
If there's anything we know how to do, it's how to run away from our problems. So, let's go.
Fog cloud silence, darkness.
Okay. As the sudden burst of darkness overcomes these two guards, they go, what? What's going on? And as you begin to run, where do you run? Where do you go?
Vildanis's?
Is it getting dark?
It's getting, the sun is starting to set.
Okay.
We should probably go to the Black Rose, right?
Yes.
Where all the...
Yeah.
Pickles is running over.
Where the mafia is?
Your brother.
All right. Yes. Get some muscle behind us.
Okay. As you
On the way out, I would launch a bottle rocket that has Ambrose's mending glue attached to it and cast web over the doorway after everyone is through it.
As you run from the doorway, beginning your descent to the Black Rose Inn, the bottle rocket shoots forth and fires this web that blocks the door. If you look back, you see that there are a couple of us who just ran into it. It's sticky! What's going on? And you begin to run. At this point, that has brought some attention to a few more guards. Four or five guards begin to run after you, and they say, "Stop! Fire the crossbolts!" As they shoot two, on them. How many spell slots do you have?
I have so many, and I never use them.
How many fog clouds can you send?
I have two more, if I need to cast it.
That shall be the episode title. How many fog clouds? Oh, this is fun. As you send the fog cloud, they just... I can't see anything, shit! What's going on? Stop! And they just hit each other with their frayed, their spears. Begin you running down, you dash, you're making moves. Is there like any particular way you want? Do you want to just go on the main road? Do you want to like push through people, nobles? You want to try to find an alleyway and just make your way stealthily? What do you want to do?
Well, we have stealth on us, we might as well,
yeah,
use it. Ferric like pulls their robe like up over their antlers and just looks like a big giant dark mass moving through the shadows.
Okay. As you move through the shadows, you duck in and out of an alley, moving forward towards the gate as best you can. That's the way out if you choose so, but Ambrose, go ahead and make me an intelligence check real quick.
Okay. Just an intelligence check? Man, I'm going to hold that forever. 8. Oh, that's a saving throw. That's not right. Where's the intelligence check?
If you just click on intelligence.
Yeah, just click on intelligence.
Oh, there it is. 21. I'm not sure if that counts because I have an intelligence saving throw, but.
Well, it's the same modifier, but I will give it to you.
Let's go!
I am a greatest god. I am a generous god. As you are running behind these alleyways, you see that some soldiers are moving towards the tower, and you hear, "Don't let them get away! Search all the houses!" You, Ambrose, you remember that there is a small, how we say, sewer close to you that you could pop through. It's small, but you could all escape that way without fear of guards.
Guys, this way. I know we hate sewers, but this way, trust me.
A sewer. Fine. All right. Lead the way.
And I open up the grate and the gate. Get in.
As you move towards the sewer and you open the grate, the two guards pop out of the back door of this home and they say, "And as I was saying, I gave her the good old what
darkness." At the second I saw them, I would have cast darkness.
Okay, well, they begin to say, "Oh, what's going on? Ah, you're just trying to get some, get some drinks." As they're completely shot in darkness, and you all scoop your way into this tunnel, in this sewer tunnel. It is small. It is probably maybe like 3 foot wide, 3 foot around in circumference. It is like a chute, and it smells awful. It smells gross. Your clothes being sudsied with poo, and you shimmy your way down to eventually the outside, which lands you into the copper, not the copper quarter, excuse me, the gold quarter from which you came. You see yourself outside of the sewer. You're covered in the poo. Where do you go? Where do you want to move?
The black rose was in the silver quarter, right, Pickles?
It's in the copper.
Copper quarter. Okay, let's go.
The copper corner is not a far distance away. Do you continue going to back alleys and trying to be sneakily, or do you feel like you just want to go to the main road and just run?
Nope. Sneaky.
Yeah, maybe sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky.
And okay. If it becomes impossible to get all the way there, we can probably lay low with my family. I don't imagine they hate me enough to turn us all over, but I do think that the Black Rose is a safer option for various reasons.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Continually moving and weaving through these back alleys, eventually you pop into the main street right in front of the Black Rose Inn. But just as you open the door, two city guards come out and they say, "So I was trying to bake this cake, and when I was baking the cake..." "Why are you all covered in shit?"
"Web!" I'll cast web on them.
As you shoot your web, they become entranced with this sticky web fluid, and they're just like, "What's happening? Why are you doing this to us? We'll arrest you. You're in big trouble. You're in big, big trouble right now." So what do you do with these? They're just stuck on the ground.
Just running away.
This is right in front of the tavern, right?
Yeah, this is...
They're coming out of the Black Rose.
Pickles
is coming out of the tavern right now. I'm so sorry. We just... We're having a really bad day. My friend here is super drunk. We just, like, trust me, you don't want to know where all this shit came from.
Yeah, that's right. I thought we were still in the gold core. Yeah. I apologize. Here, I can brush that off of you.
Listen, I think...
You better do so. This is gross.
I don't know if you want us to touch you right now. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, look at us.
Oh, you are covered in shit. That's good point.
I think we're more gross, so I'm trying to save you the web skin. Yes, I'm so sorry, sir.
Gold, and they'll be on your way.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you could... I'll pay you.
Pay them 20.
I will. I can't get them out of here, though. Can you cut your own way out? Or otherwise, I'm afraid I'm going to have to come over with all of my...
Oh, just do it. This is weird. It's getting into places.
Ferrick will use Mage Hand and start pulling the web off of them.
Oh.
I actually have Dispel Magic. Would that get rid of the web?
That should get rid of the web.
Yeah.
I'll cast Dispel Magic on them.
The web instantly falls off as Ferrick was Mage Handing some off.
Wait. It would not, because it's a non-magical gimmick.
Ah.
Oh.
That's
correct.
That's one of the class
interesting,
like,
homebrew mechanics. Never mind.
Yeah.
I just take out my short sword and I just start cutting away.
Eventually, with all your efforts, you are able to cut free these soldiers. And they're like, "Well, that was nice of you. Now 10 gold so we can be on our way."
"Yeah, here's 20. I'm so sorry about that."
"Wonderful. Bye." As they walk away. Obviously, these guards suck. These guards are terrible guards. And you enter the Black Rose Tavern.
What the fuck?
I'm on edge. I'm sorry.
Can we just go into the back?
No, just sit down. If you go into the back, they're just going to not be happy. Because we got to get permission.
"I don't think we're safe here."
"Just give me 2 seconds.
Once the guards realize who we were, they'll tell them that we came into the Black Rose. We are safe in this moment, but we won't be all night."
That's a good point, Adalia.
"Can we go out the back and go to Vilvornis's? He promised us refuge, should we need it."
Miraz will pull out his, like, you know those, like, vacuum cleaners that have, like, the soap at the same time? I've got, like, a miniature version of one of those that's prestidigitation.
No? What?
It's like a carpet shampooer.
Okay. Yeah. That's... I think I meant, like, just, like, the Swiffer vacuum in my house that I just pull out, bam! Here's some cleaner,
It's on specialized
thing. It's a carpet cleaner.
Right, yeah, I imagine, like, prestidigitation looks something like that for Miraz. I've got, like, a tiny little hand-sized one. I'm just trying to get all of the, like, crap out.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Absolutely. And
some
eventually...
high-tech we're introducing into the world.
The Dyson pet cleaner.
Right.
The Dyson. Dyson is a gnome out in the west floating islands.
Amazing. Amazing.
He just makes them one at a time. Drinking shots of goat.
I'm just like using prestidigitation right now to try to clean up a little bit, and I'm happy to do that for other people as well while Pickles kind of figures out what we're doing.
Eventually, you are all cleaned from your poo that you are covered in, and you sit, and Monet comes over and will just say, "Well, that was quite an entrance."
Pickles just walks in the back.
Oh, okay.
Not now, Monet. Talk to Ferrick.
Okay. As you walk into the back, you are the dimly lit room familiar. You just literally were here. And you walk in, and all eyes are on you as this was very unceremonious, unannounced entrance. And Dagger, your brother, looks up and says, "Back so soon?"
Kieran, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell me about the Boussants? They just tried to fucking... We're in trouble. They might be coming here. I blame you.
I didn't tell you to go to the main headquarters of the Boussants.
Where did you think we were going to go when you just said, like, oh, you're hanging out with one of the Boussants? What did you think? We're not going to go see his family? You know, I don't care when you play games with my friends, but, like, you could have given me a heads up.
I told you you were wanting. What more do you want?
What more do I want? You know, Father would expect better of you.
Well, Father wouldn't expect you to get yourself in the situation either.
Father would still help. He wouldn't be a dick. Now, what can I do? You got to help me now.
Seems like there's going to be a mountain of guards at my doorstep any minute now.
Yep. Whose fault is
that? Why should I hide you? Did I ask you to come here? I swear, you're always getting things wrong. Just like when we were little.
Yep. And it's your responsibility to fix it.
Oh, I'll trade something for it.
I know.
Fucking.
You're not, but you're not in there, Ambrose.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I thought we were in there.
No, we're hanging out in the tavern.
Ambrose gets stabbed by one walking up and that big part of me.
Like, as soon as Ambrose walks in, like, two Goliaths just pull out short swords and they run towards him, and he just Dagger pulls up a hand and says, Fog cloud bursts into the air.
Fucking hilarious.
Dagger seems unfazed, but the two lives towards you. This is what's going on here. Dagger, what is this shit? And you exit sneakily. Sister.
Kieran, you know that Dad would want you to help.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Tell me how to get out. Tell me how to hide. Tell me the best way to go back to Valvanus. Is Valvanus an okay guy? Hey, that's not for now. He said he'd help us, so, like, we could get back there, but, like, you gotta know something. You gotta be able to help.
He rolls his head, puts his hand in his face. Bring your friends in. We're gonna see the face sculptor.
Okay. Okay.
The face sculptor.
Pickles will go out and just, like, whistle. Okay. Guys.
So, Ferrick, I was wondering if you would ever like to hang out sometime.
Sorry to interrupt. It looks like Pickles is calling us into the back there.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Monet, you're not welcome.
I'm sorry, Austin, if you're tired of all this bartender.
A bartender's falling in love with you?
Listen, Austin, love it.
Ferrick's probably like, what the hell is going on?
Great. All right, just making sure. You can cut that out, Cody. But, it's always good to get consent, folks. So, anyway, moving on.
Monet Dagger says, don't come. Stay out there.
Carlos,
mm-hmm.
I give you consent to flirt with me every session of this game.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me with a great time. Don't tell me with a great time.
Woo me. Give me, listen, give me I set some high game. Expectations for some, like, total babes in this campaign. Throw your best at me. You'll eventually get to my type.
Cody, Carlos said to cut this, but please don't.
Please don't. Leave this in. Leave it in.
I'm sorry. I need to come back. I was in such a zone, too. Now I'm out. Okay, coming back. Monet seems disappointed as she walks away. You all come into the back room, and Dagger is there. He claps. and says, "Go get her." One of the family members runs past and enters a separate door on the left of you that goes downward. After some time, the person comes back and an elderly woman comes out.
Hey everyone, Carlos here, and this episode is brought to you by the RPG Engine. The RPG Engine is a way for you to make interactive, 3D, fully immersive worlds that your players can really dig right into and of course cause all kinds of chaos. And I certainly don't know what that's like, right? Looking at you, powerful players. But in all seriousness, the RPG Engine is an amazing tool you can use to create beautiful 3D interactive maps. You can allow your players control of characters, they can explore freely, you can even set props and different characters to move on their own, really making it look like your maps are alive. I was fiddling around with a town map myself, and honestly, I just stopped doing things because I had set everything up, I had these NPCs moving, and it honestly was beautiful to look at. And then of course, I just continue to cast fireballs and different magics on there, which you can do. You have an amazing way to create combat scenarios, and of course, dice roller, character sheet integration. It is an amazing tool, and I highly recommend it. You can find it right now on Steam, and let me just say, check it out. It's amazing. The RPG Engine, where you can make beautiful 3D interactive maps. Anyway, back to the show. See ya.
She is ragged, black cloaked, and you see that her fit nose is crooked. And she looks at all of you and says,
"Yes, what can I do for you, master?"
"We need a face sculpt."
"Oh, well, that is possible,"
she says back to him.
"Are these the test subjects?"
Point says that to you.
Face sculpting, what?
"Yes, it's an interesting magic that I have, one that we use here, the family. Pickles may not know about it because she has not earned her name yet."
"Wait, I think that Zeus only saw me with my beard, so, Ambrose, if you want to wear my beard, that'll..."
"Oh, you poor thing."
"No."
"You poor thing, you really believe that? Oh..."
"Listen..."
"Yes, please sculpt my face. Can we..." "Yes."
"Listen, right. Wait. I know a bit of this magic. Do you still adhere to the needs of the magic that I know?" And Ferrick is actually referring to an ability that they have that they can face sculpt, but there is grave consequences to this magic. Like, Ferrick needs to kill someone to take their face.
Adalia is going to transform herself into Miss Scarlet, but still wearing Adalia's clothes. "I have my own ways of sculpting."
So glad I didn't have to do that voice. I appreciate that a lot.
"Well, I'm certainly not going to try."
"Oh, we'll have to work on that. But anyway, moving on." She looks at you, Ferrick.
"Ah, a kiln, I presume."
Ferrick will nod.
"Your people's magics are extraordinary, if not dangerous."
She'll turn to Dagger.
"You did not tell me you kept interesting company. And Pickles, do you remember me?"
"Do I remember?"
Go ahead and make a intelligence check.
That's a 14.
A 14? You know of elderly, shaman-like women in your family who heal and can cast scrying and different things like that, but face sculpting and this one particularly are not familiar to you.
"I do not know who you are."
"Ah, pity. Let us see. Good kid, Death Speaker. I am not adhered to yours. It is different, temporary, and not as powerful. But I can sculpt your face. You will take on an appearance of a different person for a set amount of time. How long that is depends on how much you pay me. An old woman has to earn her keep."
"Totally fine. How much?"
Who wishes to have their faces sculpted?
As long as it's not permanent.
Anyone else?
Pickles is just gonna look up to Dagger and be like, Karen, is this really what I gotta do?
If you wanna stay here. Every person in this city who has the ability to look at a wanted poster, once they are fully given out, will be looking for you. You're not safe here. But you said you had business here, so usually this is safe for family members who have earned their name, but I am your brother.
Yes, you are. Okay, I'll do it.
Who else?
Ferrick will do it.
So everyone but Adalia.
Everyone but Adalia. She puts a crooked hand to her face, and her face was somewhat covered, and as she lifts over her robed hood, you reveal that her face is blotchy, but it's moving, like the skin, the colors, the pigmentation, the hair, it seems to be fading in and out. It's like her body is unstable. Well, for the four of you, how long will you be staying in Mornstead?
2 days, all right.
Ambrose, what do you think?
3 days.
3 days.
3 days, four of you, 50 gold a day per person. That is 600 gold.
I put my 150 down.
Yeah, Ferrick puts 150 in.
I'll pay for myself and Pickles.
Excellent. Kneel, all of you.
I do so.
Ferrick drops to one knee.
She pulls out from beneath her hood a crystal that looks to be of black, swirling dark energy. And she moves to you, Ferrick, and she waves the crystal over your body and says, Ishna Kala, Ishna Kala. And this is where we get to have a little fun, because I'm going to let you choose what you look like. So you can be as different, as varied as you want. You can have the same voice. You can try doing a different voice. Totally up to you. But I want you to have fun with this. So, Ferrick, what is your appearance for the next 3 days?
I think Ferrick puts their hands against their face, and like feathers and fur start to slough off in sheets, and then they grab their antlers and snap them off, and they kind of dissipate into the air. And Ferrick is a young elven man.
Ishna Kala. Ishna Kala. Ambrose, go over to you. Ishna Kala. What do you choose?
I choose the most generic, like, every guard knight you can think of. Still dark skin, but has a beard, bald, but doesn't look anything like my dad, but something like my dad would be like, whoa, wow, this guy looks like me. You know, he could be part of the Ivory Guard.
Good vibe,
like,
check.
Yes, like, I want, like, the beefiest ripped man you can think of, and that will be my character.
Okay. Ishna Kala. Ishna Kala. Pickles, what happens to you?
Can my height change? Like, am I still gonna be 3 feet?
Okay, everything can change. Like, this is like some weird dark crystal shit magic going on right now. So,
okay, is this like her changing us, or like do we actually get to change our appearance? Like, do we picture it in our minds? This will determine what I change it to.
I'm letting you pick what you get to look like. I'm not gonna do it for you, right? So,
I mean, if Pickles wanted to be Nora.
Oh yeah, this is 100%. You. This is 100%.
Pickles is gonna become Nora.
Are you kidding me?
That's incredible.
She's gonna grow in height, and she's gonna become Nora the bartender from Farrington.
Nora the bartender from Farrington?
Listen, Pickles does not have an imagination, so she's just thinking of somebody she knows of and is not here. So that's
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
It's also like, I imagine Pickles is an artist, right? But it's been established a caricature artist, if that. Like, it is it off-brand Nora, or is it like one-for-one Nora?
No, it's like it's Nora with exaggerated features. Like, not like Tangled. But like...
what's the guy's name in Tangled?
Flynn Rider. They just can't get my nose right.
Yeah, yeah, it's just right. Nora with just like a different, like, huge nose.
Everything's just like slightly off. Like, you know it's Nora, but like at the same time, you're like, it's that.
Her gap's a little too big. Her ears are a little too small. But it's Nora. We know it.
It's
Nora.
It's a little weird. It's like a little Uncanny Valley shit going on. I like it.
Oh, 100%. I'm crying.
Okay. And, Ishnakala. Ishnakala. And Miraz, she will point the magic and go over you with basically like a crucifix almost. And what do you change into?
Yeah, I imagine my transformation, I don't know exactly like what her process looks like, but when it's done, I am probably about the same height. I'm of a different build. My skin is kind of a lavender lilac shade. I have flowing long white hair and ebony horns sweeping back on my head, and I am now a female tiefling.
Ooh.
Ooh. Saucy. Okay. After this is done, she will step back and say, "Now, you must remember three things. One, this is not permanent. Perhaps, well, price it could be. But, number two, any spells that dispel magic could potentially work on this, so be careful when near spage. My old brain is wondering any spellcasters you may encounter. And number three, no refunds."
Oh. Well, I have to say thank you so much.
Ambrose, what the hell happened to your voice?
Personally, I quite like it.
Did your voice not change? Why did my voice change but no one else
my
did?
My voice changed. I like
my
this voice.
My voice certainly changed. Oh, God. That...
Ambrose.
Oh, God.
Anyways, the gods are coming. We should probably go.
I do agree with you.
So are we going to go to Valvatus's, then?
That is correct.
I can't, Ambrose.
Just so you guys know, out of character, that is Ian's voice for his character in our Eberron campaign.
I was just going to say, I've heard his voice before.
It's Bucket. He's being Bucket.
I'm sorry, I cheated. I use a different character's
nope,
voice.
No, now you gotta do it.
I thought that was Bucket. That's glorious.
It's Bucket.
That is correct. Yeah. Anyways, we must go.
Lead the way, yes. Lead the way, yes. It seems that Vilvanus would offer refuge for us.
That's right.
We need Christopher first.
Oh, shit.
Christopher? Christopher didn't invite us to his party.
I can find Christopher.
Oh my god, Baraz, get over yourself. We need to go rescue Christopher. Get
I
him
can
with
find
us.
Him.
I kick
find
the door
him
down
later.
And I start running towards wherever we were told.
Was that really necessary? Okay, let's go.
The door, need to go. Like, the door to this room is a curtain. So, I mean, you go out of the tower now.
He just charges out.
Yeah. Ferrick, I can find Christopher later, I promise.
Okay, Pickles is just gonna turn to her brother and feel super weird because he's she's not at his like thighs. this is an interesting perspective. Thank you, Kieran. I know you didn't have to do this.
No, I didn't. We do what we must for our family.
Please don't tell Father. You're going to tell Father.
Maybe if I get a hug.
Okay.
Aww.
Stay out of trouble.
You and I both know that's not going to happen.
Indeed. And I'll sit back down in the chair.
I will see you again. Hopefully, if I don't die or get kidnapped. You can come save me. Bye, Kieran. Pickles will just run out of the room.
See you later. Everyone, as you leave the room, the family members in the back room, the ground, you just hear,
That was the craziest shit I ever did see. Gotta stop drinking this tequila shit. Damn. As you exit the back room, you enter into the main tavern room. Monet is just like, oh, where's Ferric?
Ferric is gone, but we must go. It was lovely to know you.
And we killed them. Don't go back
Nora?
There. It's a mess. Monet.
Nora, is that you? It doesn't seem like you, but listen. Did you get a new hairstyle?
I did. Ferric is mine, not yours. And you know, the dagger.
Oh no! Oh no!
Told me no, 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 no.
You did this before. This happened with the bard. You took him from me. You always take. He was
also mine. Look, incredible.
Respectfully, we don't have time for this. We have to go to Vilvanus. Yes,
I have to go see some people. I have to do a job. Listen, Monet, get your shit together. Right, let's go.
You leave her dumbfounded as she just stands there. She just hear, bitch, and... As you exit the Black Rose Inn, there are multiple guards outside searching, and you can hear, look that way, look this way. They can't have gone. They were seen coming in this tavern. They can't have gone far, and they... move towards the tavern, and they say, out of the way!
Ooh, pardon me, sir.
Excuse me. Rude.
Sorry. Stressful day. Move! And as
understandable.
They all push in, they leave you outside. You go to Vilvanus's.
Slowly, as if we're just strolling.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Acting totally normal.
I just imagine
you still with Robin Hood.
Guys, I look like Nora. This is great.
Is it really great?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you pick Nora? That makes no sense.
Because now if I get in trouble, Nora is the one they're going to blame.
I like the way you think, yes.
You can
speak
literally anyone.
Why do you guys have it out for every single bartender that we end up coming across? Do you guys hate bartenders for some reason?
Well, Monet is the only one I've ever met.
We'll talk about it later. Maybe.
Also, I am so sorry. That was the worst possible situation. I am going to make this up. I promise. Anyways, I open up the door.
Your father Family had a torture difficult. Chamber next to his office.
That's the interrogation room. Totally, completely different
you,
things.
You knew. You, wait, hold up.
Okay. Ambrose, I do you, not blame you,
you knew
for
that
your
existed?
Father going off the rails.
Wait,
can we
that
please
place was
get
covered
inside?
In blood.
As you stand outside, Vilvanus is having this
no,
normal
we're
conversation.
We're going inside. No. Getting everyone inside.
You all enter the shop. You do see this time Vilvanus at the counter with a mage hand quill writing notes into a large ledger in him stocking shelves. He turns around and says, well, hello.
Is there anyone else in here?
No.
I'll drop Miss Scarlet.
Vilvanus, we seem to have gotten ourselves into a little more trouble than we anticipated. Does your offer of refuge still stand?
It seems so. Quite the pickle you have gotten in yourself here. And I'm assuming these people are the others?
Yes.
I hold up the silver ring that he gave me.
I show the compass.
Ah. Well, you're in quite deep shit now. But, yes, come in quickly.
As soon as he knows who I am, I snap back into Miss Scarlet.
As he allows you in, he shuts the door, locks it, and flips a close sign over before he does. He looks at all of you as the locked door. He says, well, what happened?
Ambrose's father is a coward.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit, I can tell you that. Anyways, I need a service real quick, and I need something very important, all right? Vilvanus, do you know any good rogues or thieves?
Do you mean robes or rogues? I'm
rogues,
sorry.
Sorry, this accent is so weird. Rogues.
Ambrose, I am myself not terrible at sneaking and pilfering. What is it that you need?
I need to get into my house.
I believe I can help with that.
As can I.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, that's why I'm asking for, you know, sneaky person that can help us.
Yes, between Adolia's capabilities to be as sneaky as she is, and mine too, I used to call it casting the Nox spell, much like our friend Ferric. In truth, it was using thieves' tools to pick a lock.
I hate to kind of be a outside number here, but I don't think any of us should put ourselves in unnecessary risk. I do know people that might be able to help us.
Really?
You know people in Mornstead?
Carlos, I don't know how you want me to kind of like work this, but I did take criminal contact as my like background feat. And so I don't know if like there may be another kiln in town that I like know growing up, or like somebody that I ran into in my adventures of Ferric and Spunk before this. Maybe somebody that is thievy roguey type that might be able to like do some work on our behalf.
Sure. Absolutely. okay. We can get that to happen. You just want me to send the deets on that, or like out of character?
As to like somebody who might be able to help us.
I could just tell you, or you want to keep that info? You want to tell it? We're on your ship right now, man. I want to help you out.
Yeah, I think I met like a tiefling woman in a previous town who tried to steal like Spunk's holy symbol off of him, and like I caught her, and we ended up like chilling and actually like hanging out, and Spunk was like,
"Oh, you got hero junk in you."
And she was like, no, definitely not hero junk in me. I do not want to join you on your travels, but if you ever like want to hang out, you know, like I'm going to Mornstead.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely can do that. That's fine. I'm gonna take a step back here, and can I play around with the race a little bit? Just a little bit? Like, can I?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you the name. The name is Waterfall. You don't necessarily, they would be a owlin, very similar to what you would be, but different, obviously, in many ways. They have blue eyes. Their feathers are actually an interesting shade of blue, very different than normal. And yeah, they are a thief. They are a rogue. They are a pickpocket. And we can keep that story. That's a good line there. But yeah, so that's, we'll keep that there. That sound good?
Sweet. Yeah.
Mostly
out of character. Their name is Waterfall, which ties in with Spunk, but is a similar race to Ferric. It's cool that she matches.
I also don't want to play like a female tiefling. I can have to do a sweet, seductive voice. Because I just feel like that's... I'd
wow, you're stereotyping
gravitate.
Tieflings right now.
Wow, no, not talking... Cut
I'm
that,
kidding,
Cody.
Carlos.
Cut it. Cut it deep. Cut it fast. Okay, all right, great.
We know Carlos's type now.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Evil. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Tieflings aren't evil.
I was just kidding. Oh my gosh. I just want to continue on with the
story. All
right,
sorry. We're being serious. You can continue.
We are a serious group of podcasters who do serious works.
I am Nora.
God dang it. God damn it, Bobby. All right. Yeah, so you remember that contact Waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. All right. I need something in my room. It is very important to me.
Okay, what is it? You have to tell me so I can tell Waterfall.
It's going to be... I was waiting to see if you were listening or not, but okay. All
of
the way up
I'm
in
listening.
The top room. All the way up in the top room, under my desk, there is a chest that has four locks on it. Two chains wrapped around. Covered with maybe a blanket and one cheesecloth. I need you to bring that to me. I don't need the blanket or the cheesecloth. Yes, the chest. Not the cheesecloth, not the blanket, just the chest.
How big is the chest?
2 by 2 feet. 2 by 2.
Square it's, chest. It's, that's weird.
It's also flat.
I mean, it's like 2 by 2 by 2.
2 by 2 by 2. That's a giant
cube.
Box.
That's a cube.
Perfect. That's a cube. That's a crate.
It's my greatest contraption I've ever made, and I really want to pick it up.
Okay. I will write the letter and see if we can get these things moving.
Tell the person I'll pay them 300 gold. They get it to me.
Okay.
Immediately.
I'll all set to writing the letter.
Hmm. Very interesting. Such curiosities, all of you. I suppose you need a place to lay low.
If you wouldn't mind.
Of course. Relax. Enjoy yourself. What would you like for dinner? I'm fond of making a carbonara, as it were.
Anything.
Ooh. Oh, I have pizza.
Carbonara.
Do you have booze?
I have many cases of booze. Yeah. Would you like some?
Yes.
Just don't ask for tequila. That shit is gross. But... Okay.
All right.
It might also be prudent while we are in disguises if we change our names, just to try to make it more difficult for anyone to identify us.
That's a great idea.
Nora is obvious.
Yeah, it's super boring.
Refer to me now as Zareem.
Zareem?
No.
No! No.
Okay. Zareem is a lovely name.
Thank you, I thought so.
No, I should probably make a name too as well.
I will be Merrick.
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 Merrick, I like it.
I'll be Jonathan Bastille.
Jonathan Bastille. Very nice.
Do we have to say the whole thing? Or do we have to always say, hey, Jonathan Bastille?
Has just an instantaneous, like, he knows exactly who he would be if he could design himself. Like, he has the name picked out. He knows
I always exactly wanted to be an army guard, so this is, like, literally, like, okay, this is where I
just
got.
Am now.
Dang, this shit is deep right now. We're getting some... Anyway.
I will be, Briella.
I hope somebody's writing these down, because I'm never gonna remember.
I am. Idolia, Briella, I would recommend that you disguise yourself as someone other than Scarlet, just because Zeus has seen Scarlet as well.
I have magics that should Zeus actually be in our presence, I can disguise myself further. But Scarlet never left Northwatch either, so anyone local will not recognize me here.
Right, good point. And I'm sorry, your new name one more time.
Briella.
Briella.
It was my mother's name.
It's a lovely name.
Okay. Vivanus will set to work to making dinner, carbonara, and pizza with plenty of booze.
Yes.
Amazing.
He will cook that, prepare it for you, sit at the dinner table. Any conversations while he's cooking? It's going to be like probably 45 minutes to an hour.
Adalia would like to take out her mirror that Vilvanus gave her. And, Ferrick.
Yes?
Join me?
Merrick.
Oh, Merrick. I'm so sorry. Merrick.
I'm teasing. You can call me Ferrick.
Behind closed doors still, perhaps. Would you like to join me?
And I will hold up the mirror so that we can both see it. And I will scry on Christopher.
Yeah, I'll place my head on Adalia's shoulder.
Briella, Adalia. God, we're going to have so much confusion.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think probably Briella is taller than you because Miss Scarlet was like 6'2". So, it's finally taller. All right, so we're scrying on Christopher.
Okay. The target must make a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well you know the target and the sort of physical connection you have to it. Target knows you're casting a spell and failed the wisdom save voluntarily. You're familiar, right?
Yeah, super familiar. I comforted him last night while he sobbed.
Okay, sorry. Apologize. I'm just... and then obviously you don't have... Do you have anything of his? Do you just know his likeness or...
I don't think I would have stolen from Christopher because I didn't know he was going missing. So I don't think I have anything of his, but we've been traveling with him for...
Yeah, take this letter.
Oh, we do have his letter. Yeah. Okay. I'll take the letter back.
You're welcome.
Nice. Nice callback. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jonathan Bastien. Saving the day.
Jonathan Bastien.
I would imagine that he would be scared shitless if this first happened, so... he's going to try to protect his mind initially, so... All right. Perfect. So that is... what is that wisdom saving throw modifier?
That is a 16.
Okay. Minus 5 for familiar, minus 10 for...
having the object.
Yep, having the object. Okay. All right. So Christopher rolled a 14 straight. So
he failed.
Yeah, so he failed. So, okay. You are transported so you can see then hear through the sensor. Since it moves with the object, target, remaining within 5 feet of duration, a creature that can see invisible objects sees the sensor as a luminous orb. Instead of targeting a creature, blah, blah, blah. You find Christopher in a precarious situation.
Oh, no.
Great.
He is with someone.
Okay. Oh, he like is... with someone. Indeed. Love that for him.
Yeah. It seems he has found himself in... Awkward. Something of a pickle.
Ayo.
I mean, if he's into that.
I mean, does everybody seem okay? Like, everything's consensual and whatnot?
Everything seems fine. He seems like he's enjoying himself. So.
Awesome. I'm going to snap out of the scry then, which in my head I was imagining seeing it in the mirror. You know, like seeing the person I was scrying on in the mirror. So I'll undo the scry. Well, he seems quite well. Don't
for
you
the first time ever, Ferrick is like actually blushing. Like you usually can't see Ferrick blush through the fur and the feathers, but like with their like smooth elven face, like they are just blushing bright red.
Christopher is okay then?
Oh, Christopher is more
than
okay.
Should I go get them?
Seem so flushed?
Why I'm not flushed. Adalia's like totally chill about it.
Merrick,
she grew up in like resistant cells. She knows what's up. He's fine. I wouldn't worry about him.
Well,
Merrick and Adalia smiling, like trying to hold it.
I mean, Adalia's just chill. She's just like, he's fine.
You realize how dangerous the streets are right now. We need to be sure that we get him.
He is not on the streets.
He is, how you say, in the sheets.
Oh.
What? What?
Really?
Let the boy he blow came off here some steam.
That's the first thing he did.
Wait. It's wow. Christopher... what is it? A priest in the streets?
No.
Priest in the streets and a freak in the sheets?
Christopher is... safe and occupied for the evening. We can worry about him
lucky
in the morning.
Him.
Huh.
Well, that's a relief.
I am so fucking sorry, everyone.
Did someone say freak in the sheets? Vilvanus will say it from the kitchen.
Yes, Vilvanus. We assume you're familiar.
No, but I could be. Joking! Just goes back to the kitchen. Starts cooking.
I like him right now.
He's a good one.
Alright, so do you mind if I we have some downtime. I mean, I still have to wait for my letter to get the waterfall. We need to get that chest. We need to, I don't know, we have some time to relax. Do you all mind if I play some music?
Yes.
That would be lovely. I'm also going to go ahead and attune to my ring while we're waiting for dinner.
Yeah, as I'm playing the music on the lyre, I'm like slowly attuning to it and learning it through like, you know, getting people to dance and, you know, get drunk and be merry.
Let's take a quick moment. We definitely forgot to talk about our magical items that we definitely identified last time. So,
yeah.
Correct.
We should definitely talk about that. So, Ferrick, tell everyone your wonderful item.
Your boy got a fucking lyre of mass suggestion, which is tight as hell.
Oh my god. And so it's a lyre of attraction and repelling. Whatever you want.
Yep.
Damn.
Nice. That's awesome.
Up to 12 people, which is quite
damn
the crowd.
Shit. Love it.
Okay. That's awesome. Ian, what did you grab?
I got a compass that when attuned, it will always find anyone that's attuned to it.
So you can go do sneaky shit, and we can find you.
Yeah.
If needed.
Slip it into Christopher's pocket. Jesus Christ.
Right, get Christopher to attune to it, and then we'll slip it into his pocket.
Awesome. Andy, what did you get again?
I got some plus one brass knuckles.
Dope. So I can
hit a little bit harder, or more frequently.
Nathan?
I got a ring of mind shielding, which is actually, this is my second PC to get this item, so I'm intimately familiar with it and with what happens if I die while attuned to it, which is fun.
And Katie, what'd you get?
I got a mirror that allows me to cast Scry twice per day.
Interesting. Very cool. So sorry about that, folks, but we always make up for it. We got you. Dinner comes out. Anything else that happens while this happens, the downtime, right before the dinner?
Raz, you being this beautiful woman is freaking me out.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is there...
Like, not in a bad way. You're just like, you just picked something so supremely beautiful.
You're just like way too beautiful to be Moraz right now.
In the nicest way.
Thank you, Merrick. Thank you. I will accept that as a compliment. Now, while we are all different people, I think we should do our very best to try to remember each other's fake names. If any of you have played it's a silly children's game, I think it's called Humans and Houses, where you pretend to be other people that you're not, and you call each other your different names. I think if we do all of that with each other consistently, that will help maintain the facade for these coming 3 days.
Okay, what's our backstories?
Mirai's Zareem will just launch into a backstory and start spinning another fake personality.
Man, you're really good at this.
Hey, I have had practice, Pickles, and I want to be upfront with you. I am Miraz Eugene, but, you know, I'm trying to
be
truthful. Did
you think I didn't know?
No. I'm not calling you stupid or anything. I'm not.
I didn't even say that. It's okay.
I just kind of, like, grab my new tiefling horns. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, but what I meant was I used to do this as a way to cope and to hide from who I really was. I feel like now I can just do it as a way to enjoy being a new person for a short time. As can you, as you are so hilariously Nora.
I'm Nora. I'm tall. I can reach things on shelves.
While everyone is talking, I've just been sitting like on a couch, just drinking as much wine, and just kind of like staring into the ground.
Come on, Jonathan, don't you want to get up and dance a little bit?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you sure?
That's the gesture.
I'm sure, thank you.
Are you casting?
I'll sit down next to Jonathan.
Why does nobody want to dance?
Hey.
I'll dance with you.
Okay.
Nora?
So this terrifying lady that you all thought was a vampire, you know, like 6'2", jet black hair, you know, pallid face, is dancing with little frumpy Nora.
Oh, don't describe her as frumpy.
That's what she was described.
Wow. Sheesh.
I bought a new dress for this.
I mean, you didn't hear her say that.
Yeah. Poor Nora. We just are shitting on this woman just doing her job. Mm-hmm. Ferrick will start, like, dancing solo, like, dancing around, playing the lyre, not casting the spell, but, you know, just attuning to it, getting used to the feel of it, the tensile strength of the strings and the sounds that it makes. It's a little drunken, a little playful, too.
Pickles is getting smashed.
Hey, Jonathan, you, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I was not used to the name. Yes, I'm okay, thanks. This has, been a mess.
It has. But we're here, we're together. Family is tricky, but know that we are also your family.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Of course.
I chug a glass, put the glass on the table, and I get up and start clapping. Aww. And I shimmy my way to the group.
Yes.
There he is. Nice.
It is I, Jonathan Bastille. The great Avi God Knight, Slayer of Women and Monsters. Would anyone like to dance with me?
Oh my gosh. Dance with me. I'd love to dance with you, Jonathan.
I grab,
Zareem.
Zareem. And I start dancing.
As you dance, the song continues slow and drunkenly, and you all dance, and for a moment, the realities that have plagued you for the past, really, 2 weeks, Farrington and the Dragon, Northwatch, dragons, monsters, the death of those you travel with, slowly, somewhat fades away, and the dinner comes out shortly after that. And Vilvana says, "Well, friends, I am going to retire. I am wasted from those cooking all this food. Plus, I've had lots of alcohol before you came, so I need to sleep. Feel free to use the upstairs. There are lofts. You've seen it as well. Don't go peeking around where you shouldn't. That's my only suggestion."
Does the liquor cabinet count as somewhere where we should not peek around?
Oh, no. By all means, please. Anything on this floor is yours for free, so to speak. Food.
You're so generous, Vilvanus.
Oh, well, Marcus was a good friend. Ta-ta.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good night.
Also, too, I took the liberty of finding the cart, which you so randomly left at the front of the gate.
I knew we had to find the cart.
I thought about that between sessions. I was like, we just like, no.
It was strange. The people said you just left it there in the middle of the road. I had to pay. Strudel? Oh, you mean Xander?
You met him.
Well, sort of. I
should have changed to Xander.
Well, the world would not be ready for that. Yes. Have you not met him?
Oh,
did I
no.
spill the beans?
We've met him. We just didn't know he was with us this evening.
Well, he's not. He's in the stable.
Oh, great.
But he misses you dearly, so see him sometime. The horses are fine, well kept. Your things are remarkably not stolen in the cart. And next time you should take better care of things.
Thank you. You're right. We will.
Agreed. Good night.
Good night.
Night. Good night.
Good night.
Vanus will walk upstairs and go to his room. And next time, we will try to unmuddle this mess. Probably not.
Oh, God, well, you really screwed that up.
Everyone, this has been a very chaotic, tumultuous, but amazing episode. If you liked what you hear, please go on the Homebrew Network socials and give us a like, give us a follow. We appreciate that. We love the love. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you also are listening to this anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, Google Play, well, I've learned so many different names, like Podcast Addict. I have no idea what that is, but I know probably about 5% of you listen on there, so thanks for that. Do whatever you can to give us a review. We really appreciate that. It's an awesome way to tell us you love us, and we love that. We love the love. Also, too, Patreon, if you are so able to support us on the Homebrew Network Patreon. It is an amazing thing where you get some awesome, awesome goodies, and just $2 a day will get you some pretty sweet sleeve.
$2, nope. That $2
a day? Well, that's
a $2 a month. $2 a month, baby.
Well, we're asking for too little. We need $2 trillion a day.
Well, listener, you can pay $2 a day if you wish. That is definitely an option. But $2 a month will get you some wonderful goodies, including access to Power Word Chill, which is the after show, which I can't wait for this one. It's going to be wild out. But as always, we love you, listener, and I just want you to know that you're loved, you're important, and you matter. Join us next time on Power Word Fail. Goodbye.